Hi, everybody. It's time for your Wednesday Agri-Beef Minute here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, it's hard to believe, but another season of thanks is already upon us. And certainly we do have a lot to be thankful for because of our farmers and ranchers, like a safe, abundant, and affordable food supply, just to mention a few. But with Thanksgiving upon us, it's also a good reminder that we are in late fall, and for ranchers, this time of the year requires different nutritional requirements for those mother cows. Boone Carter is a nutrition and production consultant for Performix Nutrition Systems in Blackfoot, Idaho.
One aspect of nutrition that gets overlooked sometimes is colostrum quality and the impact that we have on colostrum quality earlier in the year. I used to think that colostrum was developed over a few days before the cow calves, but when you start to look at the research, it's a longer period of time. And so if the cow has all the tools that she needs from a protein and energy and trace mineral and mineral status prior to developing that colostrum, then she's going to develop higher quality colostrum. And that means that calf has a higher likelihood of thriving and surviving the different stresses and immune challenges that it's going to face in that first 90 days of life.
Boone Carter with Performix Nutrition Systems. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nemitz.